Yeah, Julian King in the chair for Jimmy Smith today. Joe Healy alongside me. And we are both in the chair for Vossie on SEN Summer. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers and 4D Doors. Let's have a look at what's happening on Sydney's roads with Jamie Wallace from the Transport Management Centre. Jamie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Public transport today, a few issues on the ferries, which has been the story of the week, obviously. So we've got several trips cancelled on the F3 Parramatta River services. That's due to ongoing staffing shortages due to COVID. Affected wharfs there are Rydalmere, Carbarita, Chiswick and Circular Quay. So just make sure you check your trip before you travel on the ferries this morning. Other public transport still running to time so far, but operating to mostly a weekend timetable. You can plan ahead at transportnsw.info.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Jamie Wallace there from the Transport Management Centre. The good thing about doing brekkie radio, there's no traffic when you come in.
It is quite nice.
It's beautiful. Clear Getting up roads. In the dark, though, where you hear the alarm, you just put that foot on the floor. Put that foot on the floor. You know, this, whoever invented the snooze button has got a lot to answer for. 0457 736 736. Thank you, Reptile. The MASH number was 4077.
Yes.
407. For somebody who loved the show, I'm disappointed you didn't know that. The Big G, good morning to you. Morning, Joe and Jules. It was MASH 4077. Hope you're not kidding about doing a quiz, Jules. I start my first day of isolation. Daughter brought the crap into the house. Well, I'd love to do a quiz. If we've got scope for a quiz, we'll have to raid the prize cupboard here. Yeah. Although I don't have clearance to authorise that, sadly. But I'll keep badgering them. Thank you. And I hope everything's okay in your household. Rest up and I hope you recover well. 0457 736 736. Julie and Joe picked the song when she found out who her co-host would be. Stu from Cronulla's always got a little comment, a little smart-ass comment in your back pocket.
Jimmy's not here to defend himself.
No, he's not. He might call in, though, Jimmy. He loves a good call.
Shout out to Jimmy this morning.
Hello,
he
James.
Is so excited. The family arrived back from the States. He was buzzing to see them yesterday. Actually, apparently did the rounds at the house, had the cleaner in, was mowing the back lawn yesterday,
yeah.
All in preparation, went and did a grocery run.
had the cleaner in, had the gardener in.
Had to get rid of all the beers in the fridge.
the fridge is stocked with all the healthy
food. Fill it with
food.
Fruit and veg.
Yeah, get rid of the three-week-old Chinese food, the off milk. Takes him back to his bachelor days, playing for the Western Suburbs Magpies. Hello, good morning to you, Jimmy, and to Trace and the whole family if you're listening. 0457 736 736. Hey, MASH is getting some traction. More traction than Novak in this early hour. Good morning, Julian and Joe. I love the MASH music each morning. There's something soothing about it. I have the entire box set of MASH 4077. Thank you and good morning to you, Greenkeeping Rooster. And that's one of the great factoids about the show MASH, is that it went longer than the entire Korean War. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it ran for about 10 years. In the last episode...
I think there were 11 seasons, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
In the last episode, I think, I could be wrong, is the most watched show in American TV history.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hot Lips Houlihan, Alan Alda, Hawkeye.
Mm.
And then you always, the MASH camp are always, are you a BJ guy or girl, BJ person or a trapper person? Both good.
I quite like trapper.
Oh, I'm a trapper man. Mm. And then the other one is Colonel Henry Blake or Colonel Potter.
Henry, I reckon.
What about that episode where Radar comes in, they're all in the operating theatre, and he says, look, the plane went down, Colonel Henry Blake was aboard, and there are no survivors, and he just goes quiet in the credits. I defy anyone not to cry that episode. It's one of the saddest. You're about to cry now.
No.
One of the saddest moments in television history.
It was such a good show. You could literally put it on now and watch the whole thing.
Without doubt, some of the best writing. And one more on MASH before we move on to other matters. What does MASH stand for?
Oh, don't do that to me. I have no idea.
Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Suicide is painless. Morning, Goat and Joe. I was originally against Novak coming, then I felt sorry for him. Now I'm over it, sent him home. That seems to be the rise and fall, the trajectory of people's thought patterns when it comes to Novak. You go, oh, no, don't want him. Oh, he's got hard done by, border force stuffed up, just let him play. And now, with these revelations that, well, he didn't fill out his travel declaration. He still went out in public after testing positive to COVID. They say, well, he's just reckless. He's a noted anti-vaxxer. We've seen that. He doesn't believe in vaccinations. He's publicly posted that on his Facebook page, his wife as well.
Andrew from Newcastle makes a good point here, though. He says, hi, guys, not a big tennis fan, but if Djokovic stays, I will watch some games due to the fact that this has been such a big circus. If he doesn't, I most likely won't. I don't know what that says, but it's an interesting thought on modern sport. He makes a point.
You know, I sort of cynically said yesterday, well, do you reckon Mike Sneesmy, the boss at Channel 9, just gets into the ear of Scott Morrison or the immigration department and says, look, do us a favour, keep him here, right? The ratings go through the roof. We'll charge the advertisers a premium. That means more tax dollars for you.
Yeah. There'll be something happening behind the scenes.
Is that how politics
works?
0457 736 736. Send Novak home. He's a spoilt brat and always has been. Time to teach him a lesson. There's going to be far-reaching consequences for Novak if he does get deported. And how will that affect him entering other countries to play, say, the French Open, to play Wimbledon, and then to play the US Open at the back end of the year? Jules and Joe, the ultimate irony would be him testing positive to COVID the night before the final, says Matt. Well, the thing about that, it's really interesting you mentioned that, Matt, because he says he tested positive to COVID on the 16th of December. If we now think that's fabricated and he made up a positive test only to get in the country, that would mean he's still susceptible. So imagine 1 week into the tournament, all of a sudden he gets a positive COVID test. Then people are going to say, well, hang on a minute. Mm. How do you get it a month after you've supposedly first got it?
I don't like the guy, but I wouldn't wish that upon him.
Yep. 1300 01 1170, McDonald Jones home open line number. We'll take a break.